It's time to look at the Word of God through Hebrew eyes. Here's our hosts, Joel and Danielle Young.
We're in Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood who came up from behind Jesus. And that word in Hebrew...
Does that mean something?
Must mean something. It is ahar. And we want to see that through Hebrew eyes. So let's look at the story briefly. She is following Jesus behind. Ahar means behind, but it also means in the future. Achrit yamim, in the future or the last days. So watch the picture. Jesus is going to Jairus' house. His name also in Hebrew means something. Yair, which means he will be enlightened. He's going to touch the little girl. But there's a woman behind him. The woman behind him is in the future a Gentile, and the one in front is a Jew. But when she touches him, he turns, and you see a
2,000-year turn.
Amazing, because now the Gentiles are in the present and the Jews are in the future.
Come and see. There's so much more at forhisglory.org.
And come now. Tell him we bid you shalom.